Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome into Go Fight Win, the show with all the high school football stories you love. On this week's episode, I'll talk about a Dallas Cowboy who now has a chance to do something he never did in the Lone Star State, a team that is literally playing on a different level than everyone else, bless their hearts, plus a fantastic radio call that y'all sent in for my review, and it made the cut. Plus, another high school football legendary mascot spotlight that will put your brain in a twist. And they're back, the all-country high school football name matchups in the high school state playoffs. There are some really, really good ones. It's time for Go Fight Win. Hit that A-gap, son. Let's go.
Hey, what? Just give the ball to Donnie Tug and let that puggy run.
Hey, thank y'all for tuning back in to Go Fight Win. Took a little bit of a hiatus from Thanksgiving and had a great time with my family, just prioritizing the things that mean so much to me. And look, I've got this channel going. I've got my main channel going, talking about SEC college football. And those things mean a lot to me, but not nearly as much as my fam does. And I can't pass down this generational wisdom and passion for SEC football and high school football if I'm not in their line of sight and not showing them the ropes. So I loved that time. I appreciate y'all sticking with me, even after a little bit of a break here. And behind all those things, all those memories, all those things that I love and the people that I love, not too far away is high school football. And that's why you're here, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I do want to say thank you to everybody who took advantage of the Black Friday Cyber Monday special to pick up some Coffee Town gear and merch and get decked out in Copperheads apparel as we prepare to deck the halls around here. And I also just want to invite you to hit subscribe, hit like on this show, and help it continue to grow. It's free right now, and it will continue to be that way, but there is an opportunity for this show to get big enough for me to also help support that fam that I mentioned. So go ahead and do that. Hit like and subscribe if you're feeling like you're in the holiday spirit and unlike a high school football team, willing to give a little bit of something away. Y'all, it's time to talk about the stories in high school football that we love. That's what this show is all about. And a story that I love, rather, out of the state of Texas, Jason Witten, the former Dallas Cowboys tight end great himself and Tennessee Volunteer, is now a high school football head coach for Argyle Liberty Christian. And Witten's got a chance to do something that he never got to do as a NFL player for the Cowboys. He kind of had a weird ending to his career. He retired from the Cowboys, went to the Monday Night Football booth, came back to Dallas, played there for a year, then played for the Raiders. Now he's retired from the league for sure, and he's coaching high school ball, man. And he's coaching a couple guys who are ballers, who are dogs in their own right, and they're just as nasty as Papa was. Both of his sons, Cooper and CJ, are on the team that has a chance to win a state championship in Texas. I don't care what level you're on. If you win a state championship in Texas, you did it the hard way, as Rodney Dangerfield said. So Cooper and CJ doing great things for Jason Witten, for Coach Witten. Cooper's the youngest Witten on the field. He has more than 50 tackles and 3 blocked kicks this season as a freshman. And then junior standout CJ Witten leads the team in tackles. This is really cool. And I grew up watching Witten. I played tight end in high school. And Witten was someone that I looked up to. I was never going to be as tall or as big as him, but I loved how consistent he was, how he caught the ball with his hands, was very technically sound, and always admired him. And now he's giving back to his roots of high school football. When you look at his career as a NFL tight end, all pro twice, first team, an 11-time pro bowler, a Walter Payton Man of the Year, and that's the one that if you can play in the league and win that Walter Payton Man of the Year, it shows what kind of character you have. And I don't want to generalize guys who came before Witten, but I do feel like there's this generational shift in the thinking of a lot of these retired NFL players who are not only spending time with their families once they're done, they're finding purpose in giving back in coaching. I spoke with David Pollack earlier on in this season. Obviously not the NFL pedigree. He couldn't control that. He had a neck injury that forced him to retire. But guys just can't get away from the game. And that's the cliche of what happens to an NFL player or a college player. They feel lost. You know, you leave that locker room. What do I do? What do I do with my life? This was my identity. Well, instead of just feeling lost and feeling hopeless, you're seeing a lot of guys like Witten, like Pollack, start to give back and funnel that energy towards another locker room and not just thinking about themselves, but thinking about people who are coming up behind him, these high school players, his sons, and making the most of that and passing down that knowledge. And not only do they have a chance to do that and make some great memories as a team, now they have a chance to win state. Argyle Liberty Christian will play the Regent School of Austin for the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools, that's known as TAPS, in the D2 school state title in Waco on Friday, December 1st. So we'll certainly keep you posted on how that game goes and see, you know, what Witten's able to do. Right now in his career, he's 25-10 as a high school football head coach. And I wish this game was in Arlington. Wish it was in Dallas at Jerry World, but I guess that would be a little too on the nose for Witten to play for a championship in the town where his team just couldn't get it done, man. And really, they should have. Maybe in a couple different seasons, they could have. But you're going up against not just, you know, the Patriots. That was their era of dominance. But the Cowboys never even got there to play him in the Super Bowl. Going up against the Giants. Eli Manning was fantastic during that run as well. So all that to say, finally have a chance for a championship for Jason Witten. And I know that people in his high school bubble will certainly appreciate that, but Cowboys fans too, and NFL fans like myself. I mean, I'm not a Cowboys guy. I never pulled for the Cowboys, but I've always respected what Witten did as a player and certainly now as a coach. So congrats to him. Hope he can get himself a ring, baby. Get you one of these, as that straggly-haired father says in Friday Night Lights, the movie. Get you one of these. All right, next story here. We have a high school football team in Rhode Island. Way different tradition surrounding high school football in Rhode Island than you see in Texas, but this team here, the Scituate High School football team, I saw the story a couple weeks ago, not playing on its home turf for the third season in a row after the district said it found sinkholes in the ground. This is from WPRI.com, doing some investigative journalism here. So Scituate, let's get the Scituation. They've been playing at Johnston High School and at Bryant University. They've got no true home field advantage. And the school play or should play at Cato Field. Junior Paul Zolkos told the outlet here that while he's glad to have the chance to play at a college, it's not where he wants to be. It's not a home game, Zolkos said. It's a home game, but not as many fans would come. If we had this field, the stands would be packed. Everyone would be here. It would just be a whole different experience. Cato Field, built in 2019 through a $2.8 million bond, was shut down by the district in the spring of 2021 when the superintendent said the first sinkhole was found. Wow. I mean, this sounds like a Coffee Town script. Sinkholes in the field, 2 years in the making here, and more holes reportedly have emerged. Target 12 is, I guess, what this publication is called. Went onto the field in July, found divots covered by large pieces of plywood with the words "stay off" spray painted on them. That's a home field advantage if you want to give it a go. Go out there and research where those holes are, kind of like that haunted field in Texas, Rogan Field, I mentioned several episodes back. Sky Drone 12 also identified two other spots toward the center of the field. I love these local news, side note here, as a local news veteran myself, I love these local news transportation sponsored things, whether it's a truck, a drone, whatever it is out there, it's got a name slapped on the side. Sky Drone 12, the most dependable sky drone in the market. We had a truck, a station I worked at, called the Thunder Truck. And I never for the life of me understood why they didn't dip into the budget a little bit and try to license the tune to Thunderstruck by AC/DC and go, Thunder Truck! I mean, that just would have been so cool. I probably would have been the only one who enjoyed it. But anyways, we'll circle back here to Sky Drone 12 that found the sinkholes in the field. And this truly is a shame for these players. They don't have a home field advantage, didn't make the playoffs. These players got to do something. So if you're listening up there in Rhode Island or near Rhode Island, and there's any way you want to spread the news, let me know. I'd like to think there's some sort of GoFundMe that they can do. $2.8 million bond to make this field, and they can't even, you know, put one out there that doesn't have holes in it. They're practicing on a nearby field that's only 50 yards long. If you haven't been to a football game lately, it's still 100 yards. It's not 50. We're asking, when will this field be fixed? What they basically said was, you're a freshman, so don't worry about it, Grover told Target 12. That was Charles Grover, I guess one of the players. He said, as a junior, I might go to another school committee meeting, maybe next year, tell them I'm a senior. Maybe next time it'll get done. I feel for these people. And this story's from 2019. Renovations put Cato Field at the top of its class from the Valley Breeze. Well, now it sounds like a stiff Valley Breeze is just going to blow holes into it. It's sad. Good luck to you, Scituate High School. There's a lot of shady contractors out there and shady developers and builders all over the place, and it seems like high school football fields are not immune to that. All right, and finally, man, y'all tag me in some great radio calls each week, but this one really made the cut in a spectacular way. This is out of the Greenwood Dog Pound in Arkansas, a Sully nominee featuring Steve Sullivan and Tim Radio, Tim Terry, 2018 Sully Award winner. And from what I gathered, that is the best radio call in high school football, or at least they give one out. They give a Sully out to the best call in high school football. And I want to thank Jared Hammond for tagging me at Wes_inship and at GoCoffeeTown in this post here on X. Here's the video. Here's the call. Y'all give it a listen, man. I'm a pretty tough critic, and it really has to be the best to make Go Fight win. But this whole show is inspired by fictional high school football radio broadcast, and this is a real one. These guys are real. Here we go.
Man in motion from left to right. Play action. They're going to throw the flag. Yeah. It is. Big ball. Oh, baby. Go all the way. Mackey. Go, baby. 30. 20.
I love that. Let's get it on. And I love the 5-4-3-2-1. That's a great touch on a radio call. Let's see who this was. Greenwood in Arkansas. Let's see who actually got the pick six. I want to give that kid some credit too. But great call there from the radio crew, because that right there is what this show is all about. Greenwood, by the way, 12-0. On the pick six there, according to the Max Preps roster here, that was Brady Mackey. And you hear him say, "Go Mackey!" Listen to it again. Can I restart it here? Let's listen to it again. Here we go.
Man in motion from left to right. Play action. They're going to throw the flat. Yeah. It is. Big ball. Oh, baby. Go all the way. Mackey.
I thought he was saying 20, Becky.
10, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, baby. 85 yards. A pick six. Let's get it on.
And that's in the 6A. State semifinals for Arkansas. This week, who does Greenwood have? The Dog Pound. The Dog Pound up next in the state playoffs after a 12-0 season. They beat Pulaski Academy in that call there, 56-26. Good grief. They haven't scored less than 35 points all season. That was their low. 49, 55, 61. The Dog Pound is here to play, son. All right, LRCA, Little Rock Christian. Little Rock Christian, pretty stout themselves here, putting up a lot of points too. They are 10-2, and they'll have to take on the Dog Pound. I got to tell you, I don't like their chances if Mackey's out there stalking, getting pick sixes like that, 85 yards. Thank y'all for sending that in. Round of applause to Jared Hammond for sharing. I encourage you to do the same thing. We're getting thin here on how many weeks are left in any given state's high school football playoff tournament. So keep an eye out, keep an ear out for those Coffee Town caliber calls that we want to send in here. And I might have just come up with a name for that segment, Coffee Town caliber calls, as we continue here on this Go Fight Win trajectory. All right, coming up next, a legendary high school football mascot out of the state of Illinois. That will twist your brain.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
All right. I do it every now and then. Done a few good ones here. The Martians, the Gobblers. Want to celebrate the Gobblers. You know, we celebrated them again on Thanksgiving. I told my family about how special the Gobbler is to me. And, you know, certainly because of this show, the Gobblers, the Cuero Gobblers out of Texas. Well, how about the New Berlin, Illinois pretzels? What do you know about that? Well, this is from SaturdayEveningPost.com. They have a list here, and I'll include it, include a link to it so y'all can feast on it as well. But the New Berlin pretzels in New Berlin, Illinois, they don't know how they got their name. And a lot of these legendary mascots don't really know. It's a murky past in history. How did it happen? A school yearbook from the early 1950s includes four different stories about how the mascot came to be, Superintendent Jill Larson says. So take your pick. What do you believe? I'll read them out and give you the options, and I'll tell you which one I believe is more likely. One version suggests that school board members were drinking beer and eating pretzels when they chose the name. That's my clubhouse leader. Another theory is that the board members were sitting around a table with their arms crossed in frustration because they couldn't pick a name. We'll revisit that one. Yet another rumor is that a basketball player decades ago had an unusual free throw shot that involved lots of arm twisting. Not buying that one. All right, so it says, all right, the school yearbook includes four different stories, but that's only three. Larson says there was a time that people wanted to change the mascot and they asked the kids if it was outdated. Overwhelmingly, the students stood up back in the day for their mascot, showing the pride and dedication they have for their school. And I can guarantee you, you would never get rid of it now. Everybody loves being a pretzel. How about that pretzel pride? It's definitely the first option. These administrators were getting hammered. And the second option, where they said they were crossing their arms because they were frustrated, that's the cover-up story. But here's how it went. I mean, this is Illinois. They like to have their suds up there. They're definitely sitting around talking about how funny it would be if they had a mascot called the Pretzels. And that's what they became. That's what I'm believing. Regardless of what the yearbook says, the annual, it's probably because the administrators were having some beer, having some pretzels. They thought it'd be hilarious. They submitted it. It passed. And here we are, however many years later, and the pretzels have stuck. I tell you, these pretzels are making me thirsty. Coming up, even though the pretzels did not make the playoffs this year in Illinois, rough season for the pretzel crew, we got a batch of names of high school football teams that did make the state playoffs. And when they are combined, it's a combination that is better than pretzels and beer. All right, y'all. So I love scouring state playoff brackets from around the country. AI can't do that. Show me an app where AI does that. This isn't Sports Illustrated. This is real, hard, elbow grease, sweat of my brow work. I'm on maxpreps.com. I'm looking at every state, every bracket for these names. And what this is the best matchup names in high school football playoffs across the country. Games where when the names are combined, they tell a story. They spur something in my brain that I can't explain, but I will just work through it audibly here with you. So the first one I found out of the Commonwealth, state of Virginia, we're getting deeper and deeper in the state playoffs, and these names just continue to deliver. We've got James Madison taking on Freedom. And Freedom, how did Freedom get there? How did Freedom get to the Virginia State semifinals, which will be played on December 2nd at 2 p.m.? Well, they had to beat Battlefield. Freedom, if you've seen the movie, Braveheart, is earned on the battlefield, or it can be taken. Well, Freedom defeated the Battlefield 50-7. So who does Freedom get to play as a reward of their victory over the battlefield? Well, Freedom has to play James Madison. And this isn't JMU, which is taking college football by storm this season. This is James Madison, the high school. Well, when you look at, you know, American history, James Madison was one of the signers of the Constitution. He promoted the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights. I don't know how to feel about this. James Madison, the biggest proponent of freedom, perhaps in our nation's history, certainly one of the top five fellows, or, you know, just people in general, to fight for freedom. Now James Madison has to take on freedom himself. Well, let me tell you how James Madison would handle this. A happy union of these states is a wonder. Their constitution, a miracle. Their example, the hope of liberty throughout the world. And now you got to take on liberty. You got to fight freedom. One of the all-time great matchups in the history of this country. I will be paying close attention to see how this goes. I don't know if high school football exists without James Madison. Do you think we're still playing high school football if we don't have a constitution, a bill of rights? If we didn't beat the British? Good luck, James Madison. All right, how about elsewhere in the United States, out of South Dakota? Well, South Dakota is a state that, you know, not necessarily known for its high school football. But we did have a matchup here in South Dakota that didn't go the way that you thought it might go. Winter High School. Yeah, that's right. There's a high school called Winter. And Winter started out the playoffs pretty strong. One seed. Of course, it's Winter. W-I-N-N-E-R. Not Winter. Winter. Top seed Winter. Took down Parker 36-0 in the South Dakota 11B playoff bracket. Then top seed Winter yet again shuts out Roncalli 28-0. Winter's rolling. But what happens? Well, in the semifinal matchup, Elk Point Jefferson beat Winter. I mean, how do you beat Winter? I'm flummoxed at the result. 21-16, Elk Point Jefferson beats Winter. Doesn't seem like it should be allowed. What do you do now if you're Winter? Do you change your name? Do you put an almost in front of the name? I think you got to earn that name, right? You can't just be calling yourself Winter if you lost. And then Elk Point Jefferson went on and actually lost to Hot Springs. So Winter lost to the loser out of the state of Oregon. Now, this is a very unique problem. But in the first round of the 4A Oregon playoff brackets, OSAA, Cascade played Tillamook. And here in my house, we occasionally will splurge and we'll get the Tillamook cheese. Well, when I put the Tillamook in my daughter's cheese grits and fire them up in the microwave, Don't even say anything, all right? I can feel your southern rage and judgment here as I tell you I microwave instant cheese grits for my daughter. You come cook for her and tell me how easy it is. Well, the toughest part is often cleaning the bowl of grits. I like to hand wash things. I like to take care of it myself. But sometimes you got to throw it in that dishwasher. You're in a pinch for time. You got to take her to school. The other kid's crying. Well, Cascade occasionally will do its best to take on that Tillamook cheese that's stuck to the side of the bowl of cheese grits. But it doesn't always pan out very well. And I was stunned to see in the Oregon playoffs a matchup that typically does not bode well for Cascade in our household. Taking on that Tillamook cheese, it is rich and creamy. But when you melt it and it dries up and gets sticky again, the dishwasher doesn't always do the best job. Well, in the Oregon State playoffs, guess what happened? Upset of the century as Cascade took down Tillamook 32-8. Now, Scappoose beat Cascade in the following round. So a little bit of a bummer there as Cascade really just spent every single bit of its energy in that dishwasher of a game and didn't have enough to take down Scappoose. But congratulations to Cascade. Winning a battle, it does not oftentimes win in our household. Hey, thank y'all for sitting through this show. I want to hear more about what's going on in your high school football team and town, even beyond your state playoff run. Maybe you didn't make the playoffs, but you got a call from earlier on in the year that you want to share with me, or a story that's evergreen in your heart from when you played high school football. Send it to me at GoCoffeeTown on X, at Wes_InShip on X, Instagram there for you as well. Hit like and subscribe. Let's keep talking about high school football, high school sports, and all the things that make these high school communities great, with real people congregating, laughing, commiserating, making memories that they'll never forget as Go Fight Win continues on this old dusty road. And we'll see if we can't line up a few more guests here coming out of the holiday break and heading towards a brand new year of 2024. What does it hold? What is happening? And so many of these teams who came up short, they've got new hope. They've got new life. A changing of the calendar. A whole new set of coaching cliches and radio calls await. Y'all have a fantastic weekend. We'll be back here as every episode of Go Fight Win drops on Thursdays. And we continue to find the best stories. All the high school football stories you love, I love, they're right here. See ya.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.